or to shake shit up, to do something a little bit different, to acknowledge that a better life is waiting for you, to acknowledge that you deserve your desired manifestation, and to acknowledge that you alone hold the power to make it happen. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. This is one of those episodes where if you landed on this today, you're definitely supposed to hear this message. This is just like a little love letter from me, from the universe to you. I really hope you enjoy this one. While you're listening, if somebody just pops into your mind, be sure to pass this episode along to them. This is definitely one of those episodes that you'll want to forward to a friend. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave me a 5 stars wherever you listen and don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would like to dive into some really deep, amazing personal transformation, you can find all of my courses, including free courses, at thetransformationschool.com. Without further ado, enjoy the episode. It can be hard sometimes to imagine a different life for yourself, to imagine that things could get better, that an aspect of your life could blossom in a way that you never expected. It can be hard to imagine that things could actually go really, really well. And it can be hard to imagine this if that hasn't been our experience in our life. If things have been difficult, if we have been hit with a lot of difficult times or situations, obstacles, difficult people, it can be hard to imagine a new path forward. But here's the interesting thing about creating and imagining a new path forward. That's actually a muscle that you have to flex. It's like a creativity muscle to imagine a different, better, more alive future. If you haven't flexed that muscle in a while, it can feel in the beginning almost impossible to do it, to imagine something better. It can feel like you're getting your hopes up or you're lying to yourself or you don't want to hope for something that won't happen. But here's the thing about creating change, creating a better life, manifesting. You can't create it, you can't manifest it if you don't imagine it first, if you don't allow yourself to want it, to desire it, if you don't allow yourself to go there. It's like if you're looking at a map, you have to know where you're headed in order to start walking in that direction. But if you are instead just spinning around in circles, refusing to identify the direction you want to head in or where you want to go, or what you want to be better or more amazing, then you'll never get there because you don't even know where you are headed. So if you will, think about an area of your life right now that you feel stuck in, that you don't feel lit up in. Maybe it's your friendships and your community. Maybe it's your job, your career. Maybe it's a relationship with one of your parents or one of your siblings or your intimate partner relationship. Whatever just comes up for you first is correct. That is the area that you're probably feeling stuck in. Now, if you suddenly had like a genie in a bottle wish, what would you wish for? I mean, let's not make this like a heavy, exhausting thing. It's just like, yeah, if I got one wish in this situation that I'm stuck in, what would I wish for? And for a moment here, I know that you're just listening to this podcast, but really take a second for yourself and just be like, yeah, if a genie appeared before me right now, what would I wish for? That's your North Star. You just defined your North Star. You just put an X on the map and now you know where you're headed. And before you come up with all the reasons why it can't happen, throw those out for a moment. Visualize a map in your mind. See where you're at. See where you've placed this X. And recognize that When we go any distance, when we travel any distance, yes, sometimes we're going to come up against mountains. Sometimes we're going to come up against rapid rivers. There's going to be weather that we weren't expecting. Maybe we're going to have to help somebody on the side of the road. Maybe we're going to get injured along our journey. Along any journey, there's surprise, unexpected events, and plot twist. But that's what makes the whole thing interesting. Life isn't about teleporting from one position to the next. It's about the journey, and it's about who you become while you are working your way towards your new destination. Because whenever we want anything, whenever we're imagining anything bigger and better for ourselves, it does require some degree of change or personal transformation to get there. And the amazing thing is, once you do get there, once you do manifest the thing, once the thing does come in, you're a different person. You've up-leveled. You feel better in your life. You feel happier. Maybe you're healthier. Things are going your way. And once you reach that destination, you can look back on your journey and you can admire all that you've overcome, all the changes that you've made. You can look back on yourself lovingly, yet also admiring the naivete that maybe you once held. This is what makes life interesting and exciting. If you just stay on that one place on the map, nothing new ever happens. It feels like you're living the same life again and again and again every single day. It feels like you're never getting unstuck. It feels like nothing is changing. So if you take that thing that you originally felt stuck in, the thing that you wished for something better for from that genie, how long have you been on that one place on the map? How long have you been stuck here? It actually doesn't take that much to start walking in a new direction. All it takes is you, number one, imagining something better, and number two, taking the first step on that journey towards your desired destination. Maybe that first step is telling somebody else about what you're actually desiring. But in every case, no matter what action it is, you're breaking some sort of a pattern. Because you're saying, I'm not going to live in this one spot on this map anymore. I'm going to change up what I'm doing. I'm going to change up the patterns. I'm going to do something different. And when I break my patterns, when I stop staying stuck, when I stop doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, it puts me one step closer to my desired destination. So what can I change? What can I do different? What's one tiny step that I can take towards my desired destination instead of suppressing that I want it or trying to ignore it or not looking at it because I don't want to deal with it and I don't want to get my hopes up? How can I instead be really bold and claim what I want and take one step in that direction? Today, you have a choice. You have a choice to stay where you are or to shake shit up, to do something a little bit different, to acknowledge that a better life is waiting for you, to acknowledge that you deserve your desired manifestation, and to acknowledge that you alone hold the power to make it happen. No one can do it for you. I wish that were the case, and sometimes, you know, we stay stuck for so long thinking that it should just come to us or that a knight in shining armor could just show up and give us everything that we want. Or even that genie in a bottle, right? And you just snap your fingers and it happens. But that's not the case. Life is a journey. And you alone hold the power to start walking towards your desired destination. You're not going to teleport there. It's not going to happen overnight, but it'll never happen if you don't take that first step or that second step or that 30th step. Wherever you're at on the journey, it won't happen if you don't take that next step towards your desired destination. So today you hold the power, and you wouldn't be desiring that thing if it were not meant for you. The things that we want in our lives, we want them for a reason. And life, God, the universe, love wants us to have them. But we are so powerful that the universe is going to give us what we ask for. And if we don't ask for it, if we don't acknowledge what we really want, and we don't start walking towards that destination, the universe is going to say, okay, I guess you don't want that thing because you're not showing me that you do. So how can we show the universe today that we do want that thing, that we are ready to take a step towards our desired destination, and that we know that eventually we'll arrive there? And I know that you will, because you're too powerful not to. So, my friend, allow a really, really big smile to come to your face. Say to yourself, I am powerful enough to create any reality that I want to. And take one step forward towards the life that you are boldly and bravely daring to imagine. If you liked today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit, and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.